Why is he not awake yet? Did my minions let out too much sleeping smoke during our battle? What if he doesn't wake up? What am I gonna do without my darling? Oh, you're awake. Thank God, I was so worried about you. I almost panicked, to be honest. Don't try to move, dear. You won't be able to. The sleeping smoke my scientist created is quite strong, you see. You'll only be able to move completely after 1 hour or so. Oh, please don't look at me like that, darling. I promise I won't hurt you. I would never do that. Even when we fight, I never hurt you, did I? I'm always the one who gets beaten up. Oh, I'm not complaining, of course. Wow, you're already speaking. You're much more stronger than I thought you were. I'm impressed. You always surprise me in the most positive ways, darling. And to answer your question about what happened, we were in the middle of a fight when you noticed the smoke surrounding us. You thought I set fire to another building, like last time, but it was actually the sleeping smoke, and then you fainted. Don't worry, I caught you before you could reach the floor, and here we are, in my humble lair. And don't mind the mess, please. What do I want? Well, that's a long story. For starters, look at my face. It's the first time you see me without my mask, right? At least, that's what you must be thinking. But it's not true. You saw my face 2 years ago, at the Heroes Training Academy. Of course you don't remember me, and I don't blame you. I wasn't as outspoken as I am right now. Anyways, we were both students at the HTA, and since the first day of class, you caught my attention. With time, I fell completely in love with you. You were smart, honest, trustworthy, and a really good person. You still are, of course. I always saw you as a person who was too good to be here. In this rotting world, among these terrible people. As if you were an angel. A beam of light that was sent to protect and comfort those who needed it. Life in the academy was horrible for me. I was one of the most weakest students there, but I endured it all because of you. I can't count in my two hands how many times you fought those bullies to protect me and other students. I promised myself that I would train until my body couldn't take it anymore, just so I could be a hero and enter the Heroes League with you. Of course, that is not what happened. You passed all the final tests, obviously. and I failed the last one. The psychological test. I wonder why. I was devastated. How would I finally approach you if I couldn't see you anymore? How would I confess my undying love for you if you would not be within my reach? But then, I figured it out. What do heroes do? They fight villains and protect the city. So, if I wanted to see you again, I would need to be a villain. And so, I turned into one of the most feared villains in this city. And I did it all for you, my love. No, I'm not sick. I just really, really, really love you. I would do anything for you. Oh, the punches, slaps, and kicks, they are nothing compared to the pleasure I feel every time I see you. And they were all coming from you. So I gladly accepted every single one of them. Oh God, of course I'm not a masochist. I only enjoy it when you're the one beating me up. Please don't give me that look. I'm starting to feel kind of self-conscious now. Well, yes. The fact that I'm in love with you is one of the reasons I took you with me, but... I wouldn't say I kidnapped you, but if that is the word you want to use, then it's no problem, my love. As I was saying, the other reason why I kidnapped you is because I know what is happening in the Heroes League. I know they're mistreating you. Treating you like a burden when you're the one who always wants to fight the worst villains. And you're the one who always makes sure to not hurt civilians or destroy the city during the battles. I know it all. You look really surprised. I'm not spying. Well, yes, I am spying on you. There is no use in denying that. But I did it because I wanted to make sure you were okay. And it turns out you're not. My love, of course I can help you. I have been preparing everything for months. I prepared this house. I prepared new clothes, a beautiful room, protection, and even a new identity. I know you were planning to escape the Heroes League, but they discovered your plans and ruined everything. It was such a shame. I was really excited to see you in action. It was a really good plan too. I'm sorry you couldn't go through with it, my dear. When I saw what happened, I decided that I would just not stand here and watch anymore. I would free you from them. Darling, please don't say that. I would never trap you like they did. I just took you. I mean, kidnapped you, so we could talk without their interference. I know you don't trust me, and you're right. I have only known you for 2 years, but you don't really know who I am. With time, as you get to know me, I hope you can warm up to me. I'm not letting you go. I'm sorry, but it's for your own good. If you at least had a safe place to go, I could take you there. I know you can take care of yourself, but you don't have a safe place. So at least for now, you're going to stay here. I'm really sorry. Please don't cry, love. Please. Every time I see you sad like this, my heart hurts. I don't want to see you cry. Please. You must hate me right now, but it's okay. I'm doing this for you. I'll keep you safe. You'll understand soon enough. You're afraid for your family? Oh, I see. If you don't go back, they could hurt the people you love and care about. Don't worry your handsome smart head about this. I have some of my men protecting your family 24/7, and they are very capable, if I do say so myself. As I said, I prepared everything to help you. Oh, thank God. You seem to be feeling better now. Thank you for calming down, my love. Here, let me dry your tears. So, how are you feeling? Is your body less heavy now? Can you try and move your hands for me? Good, good. As I expected, nothing can stop you for so long. Not even a super technological sleeping smoke. Gosh, I'm so proud of you. You're very admirable. Yes, of course I love you. I have loved you for years, and I'll keep on loving you until I'm nothing but an old, forgotten pile of bones. That's how much I love you. Till the end of time. Till I... Okay, I'll stop. You're so cute when you're flustered. You want me to lay down on the bed with you? Really? Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. Can I do something more for you? Are you hungry or uncomfortable in any way? You're feeling tired? Well, I'm not surprised. You have gone through a lot lately. The effects of the smoke are wearing down, so you can relax and sleep if that's what you want. When you wake up, you'll be able to feel your full body and move again. Of course I can give you head pats. Yes, and kisses too. Come here, I'm gonna cuddle you. I love you, my darling. I will protect you. Nothing's ever gonna hurt you, baby. Nothing's gonna take you away from me. I will always be with you. My angel, my light. If anyone poses as a threat, I'll kill them all for you. They don't deserve to live on the same planet as you. I'll make them regret what they did to you. I'll do anything for you.